Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's the person you are at work.
Yeah.
And there's the person you are at home.
Sure.
Some people believe, Tommy, one does not affect the other.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Right? What you do at work has nothing to do with your personal life and vice versa. Well, that argument could make or break whether one man in our area keeps his gig with a local school district. Because some allegations we found out about yesterday probably don't bode well for him professionally.
Oh.
Probably not good. Not a good thing. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock 96.5. WCMF. An administrator in the East Arundicoit Central School District is facing some allegations.
What happened?
47-year-old Mark Anson is an assistant superintendent with the district.
Nice gig.
Police say on Wednesday, an incident on 104 that started in Webster and ended in Wayne County near Lakeside Road in Ontario had Anson allegedly display a handgun towards another driver.
So this was a road rage type of thing?
This is what it
sounds
seems.
Like it.
Yep, story on 13WAM says, whatever the issue the two drivers were having ended with them exchanging words while their two vehicles were pulled over to the side of the road. It sounds like they had exited the vehicle. Did you see that in the story too?
That's just what I pictured, okay. So I don't know
like
if that was in the story or if that's just what I, you know.
Like direct.
It does seem that
mind.
Way, yes.
Yeah.
So that's when police say he displayed the gun.
Okay.
State police arrested the deputy superintendent 4 hours later at his home.
Mm-hmm.
He is facing misdemeanor charges for menacing and criminal possession of a weapon. He has an upcoming court date. Not great, Tommy.
No.
And what makes the allegations even worse, if they're true, it's an unforced error. Like, you could have just stayed in the car.
Yeah, right.
Everything would have been fine.
Just go where you're going.
Yeah. But that's all in the past now.
Yeah.
And there could be a bigger issue to deal with.
What is that?
All right, so I'll start it like this. Most people would not lose their jobs over something like this. Hell, your employer may not even know what happened.
True.
Well, that's true.
It's not like the cops have to call your boss and be like, you know what they did?
Yeah.
Right? But this guy works for a school district.
Mm-hmm.
He could be around kids depending on his job. You can make the argument that he has to set a good example. If the allegations are true, would either of you be okay with this man keeping his job?
No, because like I don't even know. I mean, they're going to do a I'm hoping a deep dive on this dude.
Well, they probably already did a deep dive.
No, like, what do you mean?
Like, who would do a deep dive?
Okay, that gun's in your car, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that, do you bring that car to school?
Ooh, well, we have
a question.
Is that car parked on the grounds with a gun in it?
No, I want to be fair.
We don't know.
He isn't, no, well, what I'm saying is he's an assistant superintendent.
Right.
Is the building that they work in on a school ground?
I'm guessing all those buildings are gun-free, I'm hoping.
He did it again.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, though.
I mean, an administrative building for a school district?
Look, I don't know. I'm asking the question. Because if there aren't kids there, why would it have to be a gun-free zone? And again, I'm guessing. What do we say?
Because I guess it's still school property,
it's
right?
School, or it's district, state property.
Yeah.
You can't take it. You can't take a gun to the court?
Look, everything. You can't take a gun to the court.
Well, I mean, the sheriffs can, but nobody else can.
Sounds like a 1950s country song. You can't take a gun to the court, but you can take your bride and give her a kiss. Look. You may very well be right.
But, I mean, they may deep dive into all this stuff and, like, you know, it may go deeper than just what he did there.
Sure.
But I guess that's about my point.
You got totally. It may be deeper than what we want
to. It may go deep, bro.
Okay, Kimmy?
Yeah, he had a hothead with a gun. I'm out.
Would you be okay if this man kept his job?
I just think.
If the allegations are true, I'm sorry.
No, I know. And I think it goes for me like beyond the gun. It's more like, are you that much of a hothead that this is how you would handle an intense situation? And like, how does that apply to how you do your job?
It's a great point.
That's, I guess my concern is more like the crossover of like your decision making into your job.
Okay, but we haven't heard his side of the story yet.
No, I know, you're right.
That's true.
Right? Huh? Now, just a heads up, there's nothing in the story about this assistant superintendent being suspended or fired, although the story did just break last night.
Yeah.
So you're both saying what allegedly happened is enough for you guys both to want him out of a job if it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I usually don't like people fired.
But in this case, probably.
It'd be interesting to see.
Hey, property can't take it to court.
It'd be interesting to see because if. And I guess we'll never know this, but like if your coworkers or if you're well liked by your coworkers and they think you do a good job, I think that would also sway my personal opinion on this guy keeping his job. Because it's not like he's working directly with children.
We don't know that either.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I would just, he's not like your child's teacher. You know what I mean?
All right. So whereas
like I would be concerned as a parent.
All right. So let's put a pin in that and circle back around in a second. Because this goes bigger than just this man, the allegations, and his job. Because again, we're talking about this assistant superintendent out at East Irondequoit. He was arrested after police say during a road rage incident that started in Webster and ended in Ontario. He displayed a gun while out of his car with the other driver in Ontario, charged with misdemeanor, criminal possession of a weapon, and menacing. Should anything, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that happens outside of work affect your job? Is anyone the same at home than they are at work, Tommy?
Yeah, but...
I'm not talking about this specific instance.
No, you're right. I mean, your private life and your work life are two different issues.
That's right.
But...
No, but you can't. You got nothing. What? But you can't just say, but...
I mean, I will say, like, when I worked in the grocery business... I saw guys get arrested at work.
Okay.
You know, child support payments, new guys got DWIs.
But that didn't surprise you, did it?
Like, no, but they also kept their jobs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is that a good move?
I mean, to your point, like, it didn't affect their job. They didn't steal from the company, which I was doing like crazy. they separated it.
They were good employees.
We had like incidents of like guys fighting after work over like wives and things like that, and still the company did not get involved. But they didn't lose their gigs.
But should they? Do you think they should have? Especially like fighting with each other on the job
in the snake pit.
No, not in the snake pit. Yeah, we had rules. we had two guys. Yeah. One guy was cheating with another guy's wife.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
They got into a fight at the guy's house.
Oh, so this wasn't at work.
And the guy got beat up. The cops were never called, but it kind of became an issue.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But the company did not get involved. Guys did not. And they worked.
Okay, so that's
to your point, like some of these things, like it didn't affect what they did for a job. You know, they cut meat. They stacked shelves. They unloaded trucks.
And we're fine.
And
I think everyone that can hear our voices, there are some people you work with or have worked with that are complete disasters. Mm. They're a-holes. Their life is a mess because of their own doing. But when they get to work, they're great at their job.
Yeah.
And they can be pleasant to be around on the job.
You're absolutely right.
Do you
right?
think, though...
Before you get there.
Sorry.
Are those people the exception? Or are those people the rule? Like, think about that person. You go out to a work happy hour. You love working with them. And all of a sudden, you're like, who the hell is this person?
Yeah, two drinks in are crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But do you think, though, some eventually with people like that... It does cross over into work.
It could, yeah.
Like, I know examples of people that you're talking about, and I'm just thinking, like, yeah, they were great workers, but every now and then, there'd be an issue where you're like, they didn't handle that the right way.
But I feel like maybe you only saw that because you knew what they were like outside of work.
Yeah,
if you were unaware of that, that would have just been and look, I want
to
be clear.
But to my point, I don't think you could completely separate the two.
I want to be clear. I'm not advocating, if the allegations are true, that this guy should keep his job.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting where we draw the line here, right? Because if this guy... He works for a school, so that's the first thing you see, right? School,
kids.
Employee, gun.
You just hear kids.
Exactly. Road rage incident. Yeah, okay, I get it. I get what you're saying there. But if this was a guy, road rage, gun, misdemeanor charges, lawyer.
Yeah.
Should that guy lose his job?
Well, again, those are those kind of positions where you're in charge of keeping your cool and keeping the temperature down in a room.
Okay.
Manager, I need you to make good decisions for your job.
Yeah.
Manager at Wegmans, should they lose their job? Oh, what happened?
Well, I mean, you think about it, man. Like, if there was a road rage incident.
Yeah, gun comes out. Or a gun gets displayed.
I mean, that's... Yeah, maybe. I mean, think of how much money you're letting that person handle for you. Okay. Let's say you run a Wegmans.
Sure.
And the people that are looking to you for decisions.
Yeah. I mean, I would think, yeah.
All right, so should that same guy...
Or at least get busted down. Like, you wouldn't be... I would say this, you're not the manager anymore.
Okay, so should that same guy be fired if he cheats on his wife and the company finds out about it?
No.
What we're talking... You just said judgment. Your argument was that if you show poor judgment, think about how much money that person handles.
No, but me cheating on my wife has nothing to do with how I conduct business. You being violent or have potential for violence is different than me disrespecting my marriage.
Oh, but see, here's the thing. Now, you said violent. You said potential for violence.
Or aggressive.
Okay, aggressive, too. Yeah. Wait, it's not aggressive to go pick up a woman when you're already married?
Only if you're doing it at gunpoint.
We don't know how it happened.
If you're pulling a gun at the singles bar, get in the car, ma'am.
I think if you are making an argument for judgment, if something like this were to happen in a Wegmans manager's personal life, for example, I don't see how it's any different than them cheating on their
wife's temperament.
But judgment I'm not call. Scared of that person.
Right.
If they cheat on their significant other, yes, it's morally wrong.
Okay.
But I'm not fearful of you now in the future.
You're not in danger.
I understand what you're saying.
Wedding is and your marriage.
Like just me.
God.
Personally, that one would bother me more just knowing I have to work closely with this person every day.
That's fine. If you guys want to make the argument for potential violence with allegations like this, I get that, right? But if the argument is judgment, if the argument is your judgment outside of work was poor, well, what's the difference between law and personal?
Cheating on your wife is not against the law.
No, I said, what is the difference between law and personal decisions? Because it's poor judgment on both sides.
I do feel differently if that cheating is a result of a work situation.
Like, if you're cheating at work.
Because that now could affect me as a worker. And you're making your coworkers choose sides, essentially, if this goes wrong. I think that there's going to be some issues there.
How about that? You know, looping back to something Kimmy just brought up.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about this assistant superintendent out in East Irondequoit. Was arrested after police say earlier this week he was in a road rage incident that stretched from Webster down 104. All the way to the town of Ontario of Wayne County. According to police, it seems like, based on the story, they eventually got out of the car where this assistant superintendent displayed a weapon.
Yeah, think how many miles he had to, like, think it through. That's a pretty good stretch of road, man.
Yeah. But at the same time, look, we don't have his side of the story.
You cross the bay, Xerox, you're heading towards Phil Sherman's house. You had a lot of time, man.
Yeah, Charlie Wright could have pulled off a Charlie's
Replay.
Oh, my
God, you could have.
But, like, Kimmy, you had mentioned about, like, you know, if he's good to if you're good with coworkers and stuff. Mm. In this specific case, this could be a lesson in how well-liked you are changing your potential punishment. Because if someone in his position has had a positive effect on families in that district for years, right? If there are kids who are now more grown that remember this guy, maybe he was a teacher at some point, right? We've seen folks accused of a lot worse.
Yeah.
Have people go to bat for them because of what they did for them in the past. Should that matter?
I think so. Because if everybody's quiet and, you know, if it was somebody that wasn't liked, those people are happy that it happened and they're happy that it could potentially get that person fired.
No, but when I say should this matter, I mean, like, if there's a, let's say hypothetically, right, there's a groundswell of support from families in this district if the allegations are true. Should that factor in whether or not?
Oh, yeah. Like, if they want him, take him.
Wait a minute.
I would say... Not it ain't for me, but like if the school supports him and the community wants him, he's all yours, man. Good luck.
Okay,
you give him a second. You're more likely to get a second chance.
It's up to if they want him. If the school board wants him, and if the kids and the parents want him, then yeah.
Okay. But then how is that? That's the least fair thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, that's not justice, right? Like, if
it is justice, you get what you deserve.
Well,
there's your justice.
Gonna,
you want him. If he does something else.
No, I meant on his side. I meant on his side of it.
But it doesn't mean he's not going to face any, like, actual punishments from the law.
No,
you know
I
what I mean? Like,
I understand.
Yeah.
But
if you
still want him, I support that.
Good, do it. Why don't you do it? Good, do it, stupid. Good, I'm glad. No, I mean, it is funny, like, where we draw the line here, right? Because, like... Whether or not you have support from people that think you're great at your job, you did the same wrong thing as someone else who may have been fired, but you knew how to either play the game and get people like you, or you
it's
went out of your way.
Politics.
But it doesn't make him, if your fear of is violence, it doesn't make him less violent.
No, it doesn't.
Right? And
it doesn't.
In this case, like hypothetically, if your fear is judgment,
it
doesn't mean their judgment's any better. It just means they were nice to people.
Right. Mm-hmm. They knew how to sell themselves.
Maybe. I mean, they could have also been genuinely good people.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it could have just been a. It could have been the worst day of his life.
I don't mean in this specific case. Yeah. I mean, like, over. Yes. And that's what I mean, right? Like, look, far be it for me to judge a man who allegedly displayed a gun on 104. But
not even in Florida.
Look, there are these stories we see where it looks bad, and all of a sudden, like, oh, well, this is when it's okay. Now there's shades of gray here. Mm-hmm. There's also stories where you try and give grace to people, like, I don't know, a DA who was speeding home and go, no, there's no way this could have been the way. And then video cam, body cam comes out, and you look like an idiot for being like, no. There's got to be another story. She couldn't have just told the guy, like, I'm the DA. That probably didn't happen.
Told him off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk about an amazing kid.
Yeah.
A kid who could be the reason a man is alive today.
Oh, my God.
And thank God this kid was in that spot with his training and the confidence to do what he did when this happened. However, what happened here could change an age-old neighborhood dynamic, Tommy. Because even the best teenagers where you live, they can get on your nerves.
What happened?
Well, that is... unless they save your life, right? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, this story comes to us from Webster.
Yeah.
Allow me to introduce you to a 17-year-old guy who deserves every accolade possible. Wes was out in his yard.
The
kid's name is Wes. I'm assuming it's short for Wesley, but I've never met the kid. I don't know. Yeah. So Wes is out in his yard. He's raking up grass. This was back in May. When he witnessed a man collapse across the street.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a scary situation for a grown person to be in, right?
So what'd the lad do?
Wes, he was cut from a different cloth than like you or I or Kim. Mm. You see, Wes worked as a lifeguard.
Oh, perfect.
Thanks to that, he knew CPR. Wes ran across the street, and he went to work.
Did he run in and get a preserver, run out?
He took his shirt off before he was running across the street. Thanks to Wes, not only did the man survive the medical emergency, he is recovering well, according to the story.
So he CPR'd the old codger.
Yeah, the 17-year-old kid saved this man's life. He saved his life. Now, the story on Spectrum News talked to Wes, and he's a way better 17-year-old than we were.
Well, I'm sure.
He's very humble about it. He said he was doing what he trained to do. And the reason we're talking about it now, even though it happened back in May, is Wes got an award for his actions that day from the Webster Fire Department this week. That happened this week. But it doesn't seem like something he was even looking for, right? Like just a nice bonus and a little plaque for something he didn't think about jumping into.
Yeah.
The man he saved says, and I quote from the story, he's not one for the spotlight, but he is very grateful for what Wes and everyone else did for him. So this is an amazing story. Yeah. An amazing story. But there could be a problem here.
What's the problem?
Even the nicest, kindest, coolest teenage kid in your neighborhood can annoy you.
No.
They're out there playing basketball. Boom, boom, boom. They're walking around the neighborhood with their friends. And what are you doing over there? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? They get home late in the summertime or on a weeknight, and they're making noise at like 10:30, and you're just trying to go to bed. Teenagers.
Speeding down the street. That's right.
We're trying to have us a fire. Teenagers and older gentlemen in the neighborhood are natural adversaries. Yeah. They're like cats and dogs. And you understand why.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy, when something like this happens, when a teenage kid does something like Wes did, It changes the dynamic.
Oh, changes the whole neighborhood.
That's what I mean.
He's the man.
Yes. No one who lives on this street
comes close
and can ever be annoyed with Wes ever again.
Wes can do whatever he wants.
He owns. They should call it West Side. You got East Side, West Side, and West Side. Because that kid owns it.
100%. And he
deserves
it. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying Wes is annoying. I've never met the kid. He seems like a sweet
kid. He can be
kid.
As annoying as he wants.
Yeah.
But that's just it.
He's got free reign of the neighborhood now.
Even if Wes wasn't annoying, right, you and guys like you will find things to be annoyed with.
Oh, yeah.
Until this kid moves out of his parents' house, there is nothing he can do where anyone in the neighborhood can get upset.
Right. Yeah. Like,
Tommy, if you found out this kid saved a man's life, right, and he's out shooting hoops at 11 o'clock at night in the driveway in the summertime, you can't say anything.
He earned it.
Right?
He earned whatever he does at this point.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So you got a kid in the neighborhood like this.
Yeah.
Does what this kid did. A Wes. Your own personal Wes. Mm. You find out he's throwing a raging party 2 a.m. across the street. His parents aren't there. You saying anything?
No. I can't.
He's probably bringing him booze. What do you like, kid?
You can't.
All right, let me ask you this.
You may even want to, but you can't.
All right, no, let me ask you this question. All right, so summertime, right. You're outside trying to have a cocktail and your cigar, right? You like your nice soft jazz. And all of a sudden, Wes comes outside, giant boombox. Yeah. Tommy, the most...
Oh, your mom's there? Oh, she boom with that box.
What the hell, man?
Takes so many batteries.
What the hell?
10 Ds, I hear.
Kid comes out, right. He's playing the most vulgar music you've ever heard.
The filthy music. Yeah.
The filthy mouth music. Loud as can be. It's literally like it's right next to your head. You're just trying to enjoy your scotch and your cigar. You going to say anything?
No. You can't. You're lying. I mean, he's got you by the balls, man.
Well, okay, but you make it sound like he did it as like a chess move.
No, but this young man has me by the balls.
And not only does he get to do whatever he wants, but his buddies do too. Because you can't. If they're there with him, you're going to yell at the group.
I don't want any side jackholes.
Oh, wait, so he's like Sinatra? Like if he's there, everyone in the group.
Oh, it's the West Pack?
Yes. You get to benefit from your buddy's good deed.
No, I don't know about that. I think you can go out and yell at the other kids, and then pull Wes aside and be like, these kids, right? Because you're going to start treating Wes like an adult when he does an adult move.
By the way, he can date any girl in that neighborhood.
Oh, my God. What is this, the 50s?
But he can.
Do you remember we're talking about a teenager when you say these things?
Kids date. He comes up to your house. He wants to date your daughter. You're not going to tell him no.
What do you do? Date your daughter. Oh, I'm here for the hand of your daughter. What do you do? What is that? Nobody does that.
He's got his pick, man.
He's got his pick?
Yes.
No.
What? You can't. Jesus, you can't say that.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What?
I never in my life, when I was a teenager, that I go knock on the door. I would like to court your daughter, sir.
But you know,
can I court your daughter?
Every parent would love, if they have a daughter, to go out with that kid.
Okay,
a parent would approve for sure.
Oh, that's what I mean. He's like, he's got it, man.
he's got
the golden ticket.
Yeah, could you imagine, though, if your daughter started dating a kid who saved somebody's life?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this kid. His name is Wes. He lives in Webster. Back in May, he was outside doing chores, which, by the way, already something.
Yeah, he's raking. I forgot about that.
I know that,
what
too.
What kid rakes?
Great question.
While it was happening, a man across the street collapses. He goes. He's trained as a lifeguard. He saves his life using CPR, and he was honored this week for that by the Webster Fire Department. But it has to change the old man teenage dynamic in the neighborhood. And, you know, I, as a parent of a now teenager who I love dearly, but can be...
it's pulling teeth.
Right? That's the understatement of the century. Don't even get me started about what happened yesterday. I wish there were things my daughter could do to garner that kind of respect from my neighbors.
Okay.
And I'm curious if parents encourage their teenagers to do stuff like that.
Step up.
Simply for the reputation. Because my dad was...
So your kid is seen doing those things too?
A step up move.
My dad was kind of that guy.
What do you mean?
Well, my dad really didn't care if I was a scumbag.
Yeah.
Right? I hung out with him, not the guy. but... Like, image was very important to him. Mm. Like, you shake hands, you make eye contact. Yeah, you go out of your way. Yeah. If somebody needs help, if that old lady needs help cross the street or someone picking up, you go and do that. But it wasn't about being a good person, I think.
Right.
I think
it was more just the facade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The intention was different.
Do parents still do that? Because I don't think I have it in myself to look at my daughter and be like, when people want to think you're a good person, make them think you're a good person.
I think you paint it more as like make a good first impression, and that can be... There's a fine line there between making a good first impression and just being somebody that you're not.
I get uncomfortable though when parents do that. Like, well, did you say hello to them? Did you thank them? I'm like, yeah, he already did. He already did, right? Yeah.
Well, no, but I have to say that.
No, but I hate that. Like, I'm standing right there. Yeah. It's because not like I'm involved.
Right.
Like, did you thank them? Did you say hello? Did you shake their hand? I'm like, you know the kid did or did, man. What are we doing here?
Well, no, there are sometimes I don't, because my daughter was going through this phase, my oldest. And again, I love her. I love her right now, my 14-year-old daughter, where she would like open doors in public and just like not hold it for anybody.
Okay.
Right? Like she would like she would be behind me. She would,
is that because she was just oblivious?
Yes. I mean, yes. Like when we were in New York for the U.S. Open thing, three separate times I had to grab her wrist because she almost walked into traffic walking through the streets of New York, right? But like there were a couple of times where I turned around thinking she didn't hold the door and I go, did you hold the door? And the person behind me was like, oh, she held the door.
Yeah.
Cool. But I got
Now I'm involved. I'm just hanging out here, man.
I got to teach her that lesson.
I'm getting sucked into it and the kid's not going to like me because I didn't like lie for them. So I always lie.
I always said thank you.
I'm trying to help my kitty. I'm trying to raise a decent human being.
Knock yourself out. Don't drag me into your discipline circle.
No, but your discipline circle.
There's a difference between like letting your kid, like I guess pointing these things out to your kid and bringing them into a room to present to say, hey, say thank you to Uncle Tommy for your gift.
And you know
what
it is?
It's more of like a show with an audience in front of everybody.
It's like you're sitting in the witness chair. Can you point that person out in this room right now? Yes, it was that young lady over there that did not hold the door at the U.S. Open because she doesn't appreciate what her parents do for them.
Thank you. That's what I'm
saying. I don't want to be involved in that.
You exactly spelled out what I'm trying to say.
I don't want to be involved in your discipline.
It takes a village to
raise
a child.
Yeah, well, this villager is out, man. I live in the outskirts of the village where they sing the country tunes.
So, you know, with this story here, it's obvious that Wes, who saves this man's life, right, giving him CPR after he collapses, like... That is up here where he gets carte blanche for everything. Yeah. But what is the line of freedom for a teenager where you live? Like,
what do you mean line of freedom?
Well, okay, something nice a kid can do doesn't have to be that extreme. For example, Tommy, if a 16-year-old kid, if you look out the window and you see a 16-year-old kid shoveling the driveway of an elderly neighbor without them asking.
We got him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you be annoyed by that kid down the road, or is that enough?
I think that's enough for most people.
Not for that guy. No. Wait, you're telling me he would have to do more than something like that?
Nah.
What about a kid who goes out of their way just to say hello? Like when they're walking on the street. Hello, Mr. Mulay.
I mean, yeah, I kind of get that. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, is that enough where that kid
No.
But that's a very respectful thing to do.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Mulay. How many kids say hello to you when they're walking down the street?
I mean, you should just nod or wave.
That's what I mean.
Like, I can have a verbal exchange.
Hello, Mr. Mulay. How are you?
I am fine, young man. What do you have today, young lad?
It's a rare occurrence.
I think I'm impressed any time I see a kid doing something that I would not have done as a kid. Like the kids that live next door to me, like they're always helping their parents like with yard work and stuff. And I was like, my parents would have had to like threaten me with something or, you know what I mean? Yeah. To get me to do that voluntarily just didn't happen.
That's the deal.
And I'm always like, how do those kids, like they're just doing it and they seem like they enjoy doing it. And how are they such nice kids?
Well, going along those lines, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Al writes us, maybe the kid went and saved his life to get out of heaven to rake the yard. No, I mean like...
Yeah.
Can you tell your kid to rake the yard again after that?
Well, now he has to rake the yard at all times in case something else happens.
And by the way, you didn't finish what you started anyway.
Do you make the kid finish raking?
If I'm the parent?
Yeah.
But I'm a good parent, yes.
No, I mean, if you're dad, that might be one of those times where it's like, I'll take care of this. You go and watch cartoons. Yeah.
Okay, because you did such
you
a good.
You earned it.
Yeah, exactly. Simpsons is on Disney Plus. Go have fun.
I'm always amazed like when my wife points out bad kids to me.
Oh, she
like,
points out the bad ones.
Well, she says the kid doing something bad.
Okay.
And then I'll go in my head, like, I did way worse than that, man. Like, that is nothing. I would do that on my day off.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, because, like, my wife, huge nerd back in the day. Never got in any trouble ever, right? Just kept her head down, went to school.
Yeah.
It feels to me that kids, with the exception of the ones that are stealing cars, are doing less bad things than we did when we were kids.
Probably, right?
But my wife will, like, every once in a while, she will say something like, oh, I can't believe, not in a mean way, like, I can't believe someone would do that or say that. Uh-huh. And same thing. It's like, you know, lady.
Yeah, I was just a horrible child.
But
I came from their loins, man. So.
Again, no responsibility for yourself. I didn't know from wrong.
Check your DNA.
What?
I can't control it.
You can't, actually.
I can't control my DNA. You can't
control your DNA.
I know, because you were a horrible adult, too, once you actually were aware of the decisions you were making.
But that's how it works. Bad kid, bad adult. Bad dad, bad husband.
I think being in a relationship is the first time in your life, you know, once you get to the point where, like, teenage things matter with your wife, you know, because you have the grandkids and her son and raising everybody, right? How you only know how you were raised. You kind of feel that's how everyone was raised.
Right.
And you don't fully understand maybe how bad of a kid or how good of a kid you were until you have someone else's eyes checking it out with you.
Yeah. So, like, the one thing my wife gets very upset with me about is when I do see a kid with bad behavior, when it's all like we're away from it, I find it funnier than crap. I will laugh my ass off. And that really upsets her. Because that's not the example you're supposed to start.
It's weird. You're married to Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
I used to be like you. But now that I have my own teenager.
It's not so funny.
It's not funny
But
at
I've
all
never had anymore. Kids.
Never funny at all.
But even when the grandbaby, when he's doing something, you know, I find it adorable.
What's going to be tricky for you, and I know this is coming, eventually kids learn swear words. And as an adult, for me, it is impossible not to break out in laughter if that kid says a word they're not supposed to say.
Also,
and that's like the worst thing you can do.
But I also, I'm afraid of slipping.
Curse in front of the kid.
And then
like
baby
they pick
picks
it up from
up,
you.
And then I get lit up. And then they're going to go, where did he pick that up?
Yeah, in your household, where could he have picked that up?
I don't know.
Wife?
Where did you take him before here? Because I didn't say nothing.
Bills with a 31-10 win in Miami. It was a dismantling. It was a clinic. Sean McDermott should win coach of the century to what he did to that team with the amount of players that were missing on that defense.
Yeah.
It's a no-name defense. Mm-hmm. You have a no-name receiver core, and you hung 31 points to the Dolphins. You've scored 30 points in back-to-back weeks.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is impressive, yeah. I mean, when you can stack wins like that.
And that's what you got to do in this league.
You know that people that stack wins like that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you would agree, Tommy, people that can't seem to find a W, I mean, they're just idiots.
Right.
That being said, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy made his picks yesterday.
Yes.
The game happened. What a game. We have our answers. We'll find out if we were, what a picks. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do this thing. Over, under.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Do we not have an intro anymore?
Oh, I forgot.
I'm sorry. Do we not have an intro? Are you done?
We don't have one for today.
Okay.
Specifically. We have a post-game Monday if you want it.
You know what? I do. Okay. I feel like we should kick it off that way. Kimmy couldn't find the kitchen. The sound kitchen. Now, I feel like I need to be inspired. I was up late last night as everyone else was watching the game.
Everybody's dragging.
I feel like when we have these intros... It gives you the electricity you need to get through the day.
Okay.
Kimmy, give me a thumbs up when you're ready. I mean, look, it gives Tommy time to not be a loser for a little while. Now I regret asking Kimmy to get this out. Like, that was a stupid thing for me to do.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Let's get to our first pick on a special Mule post-game excuse Friday on CMF. Over, under, 1.5 sacks for Groot.
Pat, here's what I know. I'm saying right now... that the New York Sack Exchange is going to be in Miami.
Man, that's a really original name for a team that plays in New York.
They've never said it before. But I got a good feeling about this game.
Did you watch the game while you were in Tosna?
No, I was on vacation.
You didn't watch the game?
I didn't watch the game.
I told you he wasn't going to know anything that happened.
I thought your wife was going to make you watch the game.
No, we were out and about.
So to be clear, you know about this team, you know about this game, and you have not watched a second of regular season Bills football.
I have not yet.
Okay. To be clear, you are over 1.5 sacks for defensive end Greg Rousseau.
Yeah.
Defensive end Greg Rousseau, NFL Defensive Player of the Week last week.
Yeah.
Coming off a 3-sack performance against Arizona last night. 4 total tackles. 1 for a loss. No sacks.
But they did take 2 out of the game.
No, that wasn't on a sack.
It was kind of a sack.
No, that wasn't. Was DeMar Hamlin.
Well, he got his bell rung.
Okay, yes, that's the understatement of the century. So here's the thing. Greg Rousseau did not play poorly at all.
No, he was everywhere.
Yeah, and he was throwing off timing for both Tua and Skylar Thompson all last night, but he just never got home. Sacks are the weirdest stat in the NFL.
Why is that?
You can be the most dominant player in the league 1 week at your position, and then not get another sack for three straight weeks, and still be one of the best defensive ends or outside linebackers.
Still cause chaos.
Well, you're creating pressure.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Von Miller, after not having a sack in 22 months, has sacks in back-to-back games.
Look at that.
He got one last night, took down Skylar Thompson, which, I mean, I would just say got a sack. I wouldn't say who he sacked. But
it was Miller time in the kitchen.
But Von Miller's not who we were talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about Greg Rousseau, so that is 0-for-1.
All right.
0-for-1.
But still a hell of a defense.
Sure.
Again, understatement. Mm-hmm. Understatement. All right. So you're 0-for-1, but that's okay. You got four more picks left.
Yeah, yeah,
all right, let's see how we do on our second pick from on a Mule Post Game News Friday on CMF. An over under 70 yards rushing for James Cook. Oh, what happened? What happened?
Ooh, tricky.
What happened?
I'm going to take the under.
Oh!
First.
I've seen a different game.
But wouldn't the sloppy weather lead to more balls on the ground?
I don't think it's going to be that sloppy. I don't think it's going to be the sloppy you're thinking.
No,
so you don't believe in the weather.
It's Miami slop. It's different.
It doesn't
rain all day in Miami.
Okay. It rained all day. You're taking under 70 yards rushing with James
Cook. I'm seeing the game different.
Okay. You haven't seen any of the game yet this season.
No, but in my mind's eye, baby.
Can I just point out?
Yeah.
It's not going to be sloppy.
Yeah.
Nobody could stand up straight on that field last night. Guys were falling all over the place.
But it wasn't as bad, I guess, as they thought it could be, right? It's not like it was raining during the game.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But James Cook, you had him under 70 yards. Last night, James Cook.
Oh, he was on fire.
11 carries, 2 touchdowns on the ground for 78 yards.
Oh, man. That's over.
You're not going to give me that.
No,
why would I? You lost. Over. Why would you give it? Why?
Because I was that close.
Why don't we give it to the Dolphins?
It wasn't 71. It was 78.
Yeah, 78. Yeah.
You guys are all so picky.
Round up. It's 80.
It's 8 yards, man. That's a lot of yards.
No, it's not. It's 8.
It's 2 more than 6.
Well, I'll give you that.
By the way, James Cook also added a 17-yard touchdown catch.
So he got 3 touchdowns.
3 first half touchdowns, which tied a franchise record.
Wow.
And if the Bills were in need of more in the second half, he'd have gotten it. That whole fourth quarter was a Ray Davis explosion, right? Like, that guy runs like a bowling ball. Rookie this year.
Yeah.
Like, he could have had 5 touchdowns if the Bills needed him to do that. The Dolphins couldn't stop the run.
Yeah.
They could not stop the run, which is what we tried to illustrate to you yesterday when you picked the under on carry or on yards for James Cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I missed by 8 yards. It's so much.
Look, I don't know why you're upset. I mean,
because you should give it to me.
No, you got 3 more picks. You are 0-2. You're 0-2, but that's okay. It's a special Mule Postgame Excuse Friday on a Victory Friday here in the break room on CMF. Let's get you on the win chart, buddy.
All right.
See what happens here.
Let's do it.
For our third pick on CMF. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
So I think this is going to be the Josh show.
Well, last week was the Josh show.
So you can't have another one.
True.
All right. The reason you're paying him all that money. So I think he's going to put on a real clinic.
Okay.
And I ain't buying the injury. That is some. I think they're
overselling it.
Oh.
Oh yeah. This is a Clapton move, man. This is hand jive all the way, baby.
Go home now.
Hand. So
you don't believe in the injury? You don't think it's a real thing?
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
But I think they put the glove on to make it look bad, just to make him think like he's weak.
Okay. Before you make a decision, I want to say this.
All right. I'm going to hold off on my decision.
You know.
I'm holding.
You know where my seats are in that game. I'm right on the Bills' sideline. Yeah. I'm right there. Mm. When he came out of the game, and as they looked at his hand, they had backup quarterback. They told Mitchell Trubisky to go start taking snaps.
Yeah.
That's how worried they were
about
it.
That's the play, baby. That's
in the moment, they were
that's
in
the theater. They practiced this crap in front of the cameras to get you suckers to buy into it.
So then, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh
Allen. I'll wait. I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over?
Yeah.
Dominant game by Josh Allen, Kimmy. Watch out.
4 touchdowns, again. Right?
Oh, the
4
team,
total touchdowns?
The team had 4 total touchdowns. Right. Josh Allen last night, 13 of 19, 139 yards, 1 touchdown.
Wait a minute. There was 4 touchdowns, and he's the quarterback.
James Cook ran 2 touchdowns.
How did James Cook get the ball?
He handed off?
Yeah. Thank you.
That doesn't count.
That guy
nice
was...
try.
You want to argue for Jamarcus Ingram, too, because Josh was watching it happen, the pick six that he had?
I'm just saying.
You just
man,
saying what?
It was an amazing night for Josh Allen.
It was amazing.
He stepped up to Mahomes' level of football.
He didn't even have to take a shower after.
That's
the game.
How cool this dude is.
Can I also point out how Tommy said the hand was fake?
It's jive.
He wore the glove.
Yeah.
They had to tape his fingers together.
Looking glove.
Of course, they got to tape it. They, you know, the mummy too. They wrapped him up. It was just an actor.
Yeah, the mummy didn't throw for 139 yards and a touchdown. And Kimmy, that third and short.
I thought the mummy went to Notre Dame in the
Witness one for the mummy.
Remember they had the mummy line?
When the glove looked like extra long, too. Like it was longer than his actual
big hands.
No. Like if you saw both of his hands together, the glove made his fingers longer.
What she's saying is the glove was hiding something else.
Oh.
But there was a fumbled exchange early on in the game.
Yeah.
So that mattered. And he only ran the ball twice for 2 yards, which tells me, hey, you take
off. They had a different plan.
Exactly.
Protect the hand.
And by the way, Miami finally figured out how to slow down Josh Allen. Keep turning the ball over. That was by far the worst statistical night Josh Allen has ever had against Miami, and the Bills won by 3 touchdowns. And I'm not saying that he played poorly, because he didn't. He played amazing.
Yeah.
They didn't need him.
Yeah.
We've never really gotten to see Kimmy game manager Josh.
No.
But that was a beautiful sight.
I think that's what the Bills would love for Josh Allen to do more.
What I was amazed by last night, my fear was always if you put Josh in that kind of situation, when you needed a Josh throw, he wasn't going to be in the mindset to give it to you, but he did. He had that pass for 30 yards to the middle, between three defenders to the middle of the field and Shakir, the one that Poyer hit him in the head with that got the extra 15. And then you had that route down the sideline to running back Ty Johnson. He's the only quarterback in this league that can make those two throws.
Yeah.
And he did it.
And I saw it, man. I felt it.
You felt it? No, you felt
it.
3 touchdowns.
I felt
and
it.
You got one. So that's a miss. All right. That's okay. Hey, look, you got.
I can't believe I called such a beautiful game and I get nothing.
Such a beautiful game. Many people are saying game was beautiful. Bro, you got 2 shots left so you don't go over.
All right.
Let's get to our 4th pick from Tommy on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within or under 3 points?
I'm calling for a Bills win.
Okay, Bills win. Got you there. Okay, right. So they're definitely going to cover that then because they're going to win.
I think they're going to cover the 3.
Okay, listen, stupid.
If they win, they automatically do.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
He doesn't understand.
I know.
He's got more.
I think it's not going to be a blur.
Oh, okay. No blur?
No. This game's going to be tight.
Tight game.
Oh, it's going to be tight. They're going to keep it tight the whole game.
Okay. So what? So if it's not 10, what's it going to be?
Right. 7.
Seven. That's not tight. Six, that's a full possession win.
Yeah, but that's a tight game considering these offenses.
Oh, yeah, it's a one score.
You got two of the high-powered quarterbacks.
Two higher-powered quarterbacks. One that only had scored 14, 17 points last week. High-powered quarterback. So here's the problem. You were right that they won and they covered.
And then he went a little too far.
You just don't stop talking.
Yeah, but Tua got knocked out of the game.
What's the point?
Well, you know, maybe he would have scored more.
Maybe.
But you know, he got hurt.
The Bills were up 31-10 when he got hurt.
You never know. He could have rallied, man. If he didn't get that concussion.
There were 20 minutes left, and they needed 21 points.
But he could have gotten 2.
Could have, yeah, but that's how it happens. So
I don't think when the quarterback gets a concussion, I should be held against me.
All right. We're going to let the commissioner make
the decision. Well, you know where she's going to go.
I can admit that I'm biased, and I want to see you fail.
No, she's harsh.
Listen, the question was, do the Bills win?
But he went and said that the Bills will not blow out the Dolphins, and that's
be tight.
Yeah, but...
But I was planning on Tua completing the game.
If he completed the game, he would have thrown 2 more picks.
I don't know. You don't know that?
Oh, I do.
You might have straightened it out.
Did you see the one he threw to James Ingram? Just once. Well, can we find a way to find
it? Was that deflection one or the one where it was just straight into his arms?
Just straight up couldn't make it out of bounds.
He tried to throw it out of bounds and it didn't make it. Jamarcus Ingram.
Just hammer me, man.
Okay, all right.
She was going to give it to
you. No, she wasn't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Because I
said don't want it anyway.
Okay.
Because then I owe you.
You didn't even fight for it.
He's a defeated man.
I know.
Well, no, you kick me around all the time.
No, he's like Jaylen Waddle on the sideline last night.
He's bad. He's really bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to give it to you because Pat's initial question was, do the Bills win? And if they don't, do they cover? And you said they win. So I was going to give it to you. And then you said, nah.
I don't even care.
I don't even care about the pick.
He's like that girl that would write those MySpace away messages with, like, you know, song lyrics. And what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. You know, it's just life. All right, so you're 0-4 then with the commissioner's decision.
Mm.
You got one more chance to get on the board. Well, you got your bonus pick from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure this will be just fine.
They were on the sidelines.
I believe this was said yesterday in the room by our two experts. Mm. This is the most feasible pick Tommy has ever made as a bonus pick. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what happened on the first pick.
Duffy. That's so fast, buddy. I think this game's going to be epic on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see one of the best Thursday night football games ever. And I know they haven't been playing that long. You're going to be talking about this game for a long time.
But that's based on opinion.
It's going to be good. It's going to be like that Kansas City game, 13 seconds, crazy ass.
Why would you say that out loud again, you jackass?
It's going to be amazing.
Why would you do that?
And Josh is going to be the hero of this game. It's going to be amazing to watch. It's going to be entertaining.
That's not a bonus pick, you idiot. That's not quantifiable. You need to pick something.
But that's quantifiable.
It's not.
Josh is going to win this game for him.
What does that mean?
Okay, so
it's
going
to come to one possession,
okay.
And it's going to be Josh scoring a touchdown.
So Josh, we have something now.
Josh scores in the last
winning touchdown.
Whether his arm or his foot, or
his
busted ass hand, and everybody thinks is like going to be amputated because
with his feet.
He's going to either run. It's going to be him. It's going to be all him.
So you're saying in the last 3 minutes, Josh will win this game by scoring?
Yeah, it'll come down to that possession. He will win this game, and the 72 Dolphins, because, you know, they roll them all out there, and, like, they're going to be so amazed.
Oh, my God.
That they're going to applaud Josh Allen.
No.
Oh.
Yes. Larry Zonka is going to go over. He's the only one left, and he's going to shake his hand.
Josh didn't even play in the last 3 minutes. Mitch Trubisky was out there.
But we did find out that Larry Zonka is alive.
Yes, we
Thank
did.
Thank God.
We haven't checked this morning.
True. That game could have killed him.
You went over.
I went over. Hey, you love it.
I do, actually. This is like the best possible outcome.
He had a great first week.
He did. Well, he had a 500 first week, right?
Well, that's good.
Pretty good in this league.
Okay, so like not only, Kimmy, did the Bills win.
Yeah.
Not only was it a division win, not only was it in amazingly impressive fashion, but Tommy Mule. Bills with a 31-10 win in Miami. It was a dismantling. It was a clinic. Sean McDermott should win coach of the century to what he did to that team with the amount of players that were missing on that defense.
Yeah.
It's a no-name defense. Mm-hmm. You have a no-name receiver core, and you hung 31 points in the Dolphins. You've scored 30 points in back-to-back weeks.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is impressive, yeah. I mean, when you can stack wins like that.
And that's what you got to do in this league.
You know that people that stack wins like that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you would agree, Tommy, people that can't seem to find a W, I mean, they're just idiots.
Right.
That being said, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy made his picks yesterday.
Yes.
The game happened. We have
what
our,
a game.
What a game. We have our answers. We'll find out if we were what a pricks. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do this thing. Over, under. Well,
oh, I'm sorry. Do we not have an intro anymore?
Oh, I forgot.
I'm sorry. Do we not have an intro? Are you done?
We don't have one for today.
Okay.
Specifically. We have a post-game Monday if you want it.
Man, you know what? I do. Okay. I feel like we should kick it off that way. Kimmy couldn't find the kitchen. The sound kitchen. Now, I feel like I need to be inspired. I was up late last night as everyone else was watching the game.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's dragging.
I feel like when we have these intros, it gives you the electricity you need to get through the day.
Okay.
Kimmy, give me a thumbs up when you're ready. I mean, look, it gives Tommy time to not be a loser for a little while. Now I regret asking Kimmy to get this out. Like, that was a stupid thing for me to do.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Mm. Let's get to our first pick on a special Mule post-game excuse Friday on CMF. Over, under, 1.5 sacks for Groot.
Pat, here's what I know. I'm saying right now that the New York Sack Exchange is going to be in Miami.
Man, that's a really original name for a team that plays
New York. They've never said it before. I got a good feeling about this game.
Did you watch the game while you were in Tulsa?
No, I was on vacation.
You didn't watch the game?
I told you he wasn't going to know anything that happened.
I thought your wife was going to make you watch the game.
No, we were out and about.
So to be clear, you know about this team, you know about this game, and you have not watched a second of regular season Bills football.
I have not yet.
Okay. To be clear, you are over 1.5 sacks for defensive end Greg Rousseau. Yeah. Defensive end Greg Rousseau, NFL Defensive Player of the Week last week.
Yeah.
Coming off a 3-sack performance against Arizona last night. 4 total tackles. 1 for a loss. No sacks.
But they did take 2 out of the game.
No, that wasn't on a sack.
It was kind of a sack.
No,
that
it wasn't.
DeMar
it was
Hamlin.
Well, he got his bell rung.
Okay, yes, you did. That's the understatement of the century. So here's the thing. Greg Rousseau did not play poorly at all.
He was everywhere.
Yeah, and he was throwing off timing for both Tua and Skylar Thompson all last night, but he just never got home. Sacks are the weirdest stat in the NFL.
Why is that?
You can be the most dominant player in the league 1 week at your position, and then not get another sack for three straight weeks, and still be one of the best defensive ends or outside linebackers.
Still cause chaos.
Well, you're creating pressure.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Von Miller, after not having a sack in 22 months, has sacks in back-to-back games.
Look at that.
He got one last night, took down Skylar Thompson, which, I mean, I would just say got a sack. I wouldn't say who he sacked. But
it was Miller time in the kitchen.
But Von Miller's not who we were talking about.
Okay.
We're talking about Greg Rousseau, so that is 0-for-1.
All right.
0-for-1.
But still a hell of a defense.
Sure.
Again, understatement. Mm-hmm. Understatement. All right, so you're 0-for-1, but that's okay. You got four more picks left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see how we do on our second pick from on a Mule Postgame Excuse Friday on CMF. Over under 70 yards rushing for James Cook. Oh, what happened? What happened?
Ooh, tricky.
What happened?
I'm going to take the under.
Oh!
The first.
I'm seeing a different game.
But wouldn't the sloppy weather lead to more balls on the ground?
I don't think it's going to be that sloppy. I don't think it's going to be the sloppy you're thinking.
No, so you don't believe in the weather.
It's Miami slop. It's different.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't rain all day in Miami.
Okay. It rained all day. You're taking under 70 yards rushing with James Cook.
I'm seeing the game different.
Okay, you haven't seen any of the game yet this season.
No, but in my mind's eye, baby.
Can I just point out?
Yeah.
It's not going to be sloppy.
Yeah.
Nobody could stand up straight on that field last night. Guys were falling all over the place.
But it wasn't as bad, I guess, as they thought it could be, right? It's not like it was raining during the game.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But James Cook, you had him under 70 yards. Last night, James Cook.
Oh, he was on fire.
11 carries, 2 touchdowns on the ground for 78 yards.
Oh, man.
You're not going to give me that.
No.
Why would I? You lost. Over. Why would you give it? Why?
Because I was that close.
Why don't we give it to the Dolphins?
It wasn't 71. It was 78.
Yeah, 78. Yeah.
You guys are all so picky.
Round up, it's 80.
It's 8 yards, man. That's a lot of yards.
No, it's not. It's 8.
It's 2 more than 6.
Well, I'll give you that.
By the way, James Cook also added a 17-yard touchdown catch.
So he got 3 touchdowns.
3 first half touchdowns, which tied a franchise record.
Wow.
And if the Bills were in need of more in the second half, he'd have gotten it. That whole fourth quarter was a Ray Davis explosion, right? Like, that guy runs like a bowling ball. Rookie this year.
Yeah.
Like, he could have had 5 touchdowns if the Bills needed him to do that. The Dolphins couldn't stop the run.
Yeah.
They could not stop the run, which is what we tried to illustrate to you yesterday when you picked the under on carry or on yards for James Cook.
Okay. I missed by 8 yards. It's so much.
Look, I don't know why you're upset. I mean,
because you should give it to me.
Yeah, you got 3 more picks. You are 0-2. You're 0-2, but that's okay. It's a special Mule Postgame Misuse Friday on a Victory Friday here in the break room on CMF. Let's get you on the win chart, buddy.
All right.
See what happens here.
Let's do it.
For our third pick on CMF. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
So I think this is going to be the Josh show.
Well, last week was the Josh show.
So you can't have another one.
True.
All right. The reason you're paying him all that money. So I think he's going to put on a real clinic.
Okay.
And I ain't buying the injury. That is some. I think they're overselling it.
Oh.
Oh yeah. This is a Clapton move, man. This is hand jive all the way, baby.
Go home now.
So you don't believe in the injury? You don't think it's a real thing?
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
But I think they put the glove on to make it look bad, just to make him think like he's weak.
Okay. Before you make a decision, I want to say this.
All right. I'm going to hold off on my decision.
You know.
I'm holding.
You know where my seats are in that game. I'm right on the Bills' sideline. Yeah. I'm right there. Mm. When he came out of the game, and as they looked at his hand, they had backup quarterback. They told Mitchell Trubisky to go start taking snaps.
Yeah.
That's how worried they were
about
it.
That's the play, baby. That's
in the moment, they were
there. That's the theater. They practiced this crap in front of the cameras to get you suckers to buy into it.
So then, over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Josh Allen.
I'll wait. I'm taking the over.
You're taking the over.
Yeah.
Dominant game by Josh Allen. Kimmy, watch out.
Four touchdowns, again. Right?
Oh, the
four
team,
total touchdowns?
The team had 4 total touchdowns. Right. Josh Allen last night, 13 of 19, 139 yards, 1 touchdown.
Wait a minute. There was 4 touchdowns, and he's the quarterback.
James Cook ran 2 touchdowns.
How did James Cook get the ball?
He handed off?
Yeah. Thank you.
That doesn't count.
That guy
nice
was...
try.
You want to argue for Jamarcus Ingram, too, because Josh was watching it happen, the pick six that he had? You want
I'm
to
just
that?
Saying, Are you just man, saying what? It was an amazing night for Josh Allen.
It was amazing.
He stepped up to Mahomes level of football.
He didn't even have to take a shower after
That's
the game.
That's how cool this dude is.
Can I also point out how Tommy said the hand was fake?
It's jive.
He wore the glove.
Yeah.
They had to tape
it's
his
an
fingers
intense
together.
Looking
of
glove.
Course they got to tape it. They, you know, the mummy, too, they wrapped him up. It was just an actor.
Yeah, the mummy didn't throw for 139 yards and a touchdown. And Kimmy, that third and shorter.
I thought the mummy went to Notre Dame in the
Witness one for the mummy.
Remember they had the mummy line?
When the glove looked like extra long, too. Like it was longer than his actual
big hands.
No. Like if you saw both of his hands together, the glove made his fingers longer.
What she's saying is the glove was hiding something else.
Oh.
But there was a fumbled exchange early on in the game.
Yeah.
So that mattered. And he only ran the ball twice for 2 yards, which tells me, hey, you take
off.
They
had a different plan.
Exactly.
Protect the hand.
And by the way, Miami finally figured out how to slow down Josh Allen. Keep turning the ball over. That was by far the worst statistical night Josh Allen has ever had against Miami, and the Bills won by 3 touchdowns. And I'm not saying that he played poorly, because he didn't. He played amazing.
Yeah.
They didn't need him.
Yeah.
We've never really gotten to see Kimmy game manager Josh.
No.
But that was a beautiful sight.
I think that's what the Bills would love for Josh Allen to do more.
What I was amazed by last night, my fear was always if you put Josh in that kind of situation, when you needed a Josh throw, he wasn't going to be in the mindset to give it to you, but he did. He had that pass for 30 yards to the middle, between three defenders to the middle of the field and Shakir, the one that Poyer hit him in the head with that got the extra 15. And then you had that route down the sideline to running back Ty Johnson. He's the only quarterback in this league that can make those two throws.
Yeah.
And he did it.
And I saw it, man. I felt it.
You felt it? No, yeah. you felt
it.
Three touchdowns.
I felt
and
it.
He got one. So that's a miss. All right. That's okay. Hey, look, you got.
I can't believe I called such a beautiful game and I get nothing.
Such a beautiful game. Many people are saying game was beautiful. Bro, you got 2 shots left so you don't go over.
All right.
Let's get to our 4th pick from Tommy on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within or under 3 points?
I'm calling for a Bills win.
Okay, Bills win. Bills got you win. There. Okay, right. So they're definitely going to cover that then because they're going to win.
I think they're going to cover the 3.
Okay, listen, stupid.
If they win, they automatically do.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Well, hold on.
He doesn't understand.
I know.
He's got more.
I think it's not going to be a blur.
Oh, okay. No blur?
No. This game's going to be tight.
Tight game.
Oh, it's going to be tight. They're going to keep it tight the whole game.
Okay. So what? So if it's not 10, what's it going to be? Like
7.
That's not tight. That's a full possession win.
Yeah, but that's a tight game considering these offenses.
Oh, yeah, it's a one score.
You got two of the high-powered quarterbacks.
Two high-powered quarterbacks. One that only had scored 14, 17 points last week. High-powered quarterback. So here's the problem. You were right that they won and they covered.
Yeah, and then he went a little too far.
You just don't stop talking.
Yeah, but Tua got knocked out of the game.
What's the point?
Well, you know, maybe he would have scored more.
Maybe.
But you know, he got hurt.
The Bills were up 31-10 when he got hurt.
You never know. He could have rallied, man. If he didn't get that concussion.
There were 20 minutes left, and they needed 21 points.
But he could have gotten 2.
Could have, yeah, but that's how it happens. So,
I don't think when the quarterback gets a concussion, I should be held against me.
All right. We're going to let the commissioner make
the decision. Well, you know where she's going to go.
I can admit that I'm biased, and I want to see you fast.
No, she's harsh.
Listen, the question was, do the Bills win?
But he went and said that the Bills will not blow out the Dolphins, and that's
what... It'll be tight.
Yeah, but...
But I was planning on Tua completing the game.
If he completed the game, he would have thrown 2 more picks.
I don't know. You don't know that?
Oh, I do.
You might have straightened it out.
Did you see the one he threw to James Ingram? Just once. Well, can we find a way to find
it? Was that deflection one or the one where it was just straight into his arms?
He just straight up couldn't make it out of bounds.
He tried to throw it out of bounds and it didn't make it. Jamarcus Ingram.
Just hammer me, man.
Okay, all right.
She was going to give it to
me. No, she wasn't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
And I don't want it anyway.
Okay.
Because then I owe you.
You didn't even fight for it.
He's a defeated man.
I know.
Well, no, you kick me around all the time.
No, he's like Jaylen Waddle on the sideline last night.
He's
bad. He's really bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to give it to you because Pat's initial question was, do the Bills win? And if they don't, do they cover? And you said they win. So I was going to give it to you. And then you said, nah.
I don't even care.
I don't even care about the pick.
He's like that girl that would write those MySpace away messages with, like, you know, song lyrics. And what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. You know, it's just life. All right, so you're 0-4 then with the commissioner's decision.
Mm.
You got one more chance to get on the board. Well, you got your bonus pick from yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure this will be just fine.
They were on the sidelines.
I believe this was said yesterday in the room by our two experts. Mm. This is the most feasible pick Tommy has ever made as a bonus pick. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what happened on the first pick.
Duffy. That's so fast, buddy. I think this game's going to be epic on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see one of the best Thursday night football games ever. And I know they haven't been playing that long. You're going to be talking about this game for a long time.
But that's based on opinion.
It's going to be good. It's going to be like that Kansas City game. 13 seconds, crazy ass.
Why would you say that out loud again, you jackass?
It's going to be amazing.
Why would you do that?
And Josh is going to be the hero of this game. It's going to be amazing to watch. It's going to be entertaining.
That's not a bonus pick, you idiot. That's not quantifiable. You need to pick something.
But that's quantifiable.
It's not.
Josh is going to win this game for him.
What does that mean?
Okay, so
it's
going to
come to one
down?
Possession, and it's going to be Josh scoring a touchdown.
So Josh, have something now.
Josh scores in the last...
winning touchdown.
Whether his arm or his foot, or his
busted-ass
hand, and everybody... thinks is like going to be amputated because
his feet.
He's going to either run. It's going to be him. It's going to be all him.
So you're saying in the last 3 minutes, Josh will win this game by scoring?
Yeah, it'll come down to that possession. He will win this game, and the 72 Dolphins, because you know they roll them all out there, and like they're going to be so amazed.
Oh my god!
That they're going to applaud Josh Allen?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Larry Zonka. He's going to go over. Name. He's the only one left. And he's going to shake his hand.
Josh didn't even play in the last 3 minutes. Mitch Trubisky was out there.
But we did find out that Larry Zonka is alive.
Yes, we
Thank
did.
Thank God.
We haven't checked this morning.
True. That game could have killed him.
He went over.
He went over. You love it.
I do, actually. This is like the best possible outcome.
He had a great first week.
He did. Well, he had a 500 first week, right?
Well, that's good.
Pretty good in this league.
Okay, so like not only, Kimmy, did the Bills win.
Yeah.
Not only was it a division win, not only was it in amazingly impressive fashion, but Tommy Mulet somehow went 0-for-5 predicting the Bills were going to play well.
But Larry Zonka lives.
Larry Zonka, he's going to die this weekend. You just killed Larry Zonka.
I was amazed at how many of those guys are gone when I looked up.
Boy, is that amazing. Yeah. They played football in the 70s.
No,
man.
But like a lot, I didn't realize that many.
Bro. Just think about what we saw with Tua last night.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
And then go back to they had no protocol for any of that.
Well, Bob Greasy's still alive, man.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's in his late 70s.
Good for him. Good for him. Mm. All right. Maybe after 9 o'clock when we have our good buddy from the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, podcast, and 13 Wham. He is live in Miami still. He was there last night. You got a problem with his outfit.
Miami Dan.
He might be tied up still trying to get out of his sport coat.
Too hot for sport coat last night.
No, there was so many sports coats.
It was amazing. No, he's not kidding. I was surprised how layered up some people were.
Live from Miami, and you should listen for next week so you know what you're talking
Mr.
about.
Mr. Pastel.
Dan Fates from 13 Wham joins us to get back into this game here on a postgame Friday on CMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.